Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
The Champions League final is coming up. Paris versus Bayern Munich, right?
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Paris Saint-Germain versus Bayern Munich, the biggest game on the football calendar, the club football calendar in world football.
Interestingly, there was just a story that I noticed, and I know you follow this all very closely, but the PSG shirts had been banned in the city ahead of this game because of negative things, and now the police have just come out and said...
Did he say why?
For the final, they were worried about PSG fans wearing them because of rivals Marseille on Sunday. They said that there were going to be clashes in the streets
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't explain it very well. But,
yes.
They rescinded the ban, though. So that we'll be able to see
No love lost between PSG and Marseille. PSG is a very interesting side because they are seen as the bought club. They were bought by Middle Eastern owners. Marseille is a much more traditional, what you would call a heartland club, very well established, very popular, a real football powerhouse in France. Whereas Paris Saint-Germain are very much seen as the Johnny-come-latelys.
Yeah.
Paris is not even really a football city, primarily. You know, most Parisians are a bit... you know, aloof to football, to the thuggish game. So they're seen as Johnny come lately is funded by oligarch money. So there's not a lot of love for Paris outside of Paris. It's a very strange relationship, which makes this Champions League final all the more intriguing.
I wonder if that'll change now that they're, you know, PSG in the final like this.
Could.
Maybe people in Paris
Possible.
Will find it more interesting. Well, to talk more about it, we have on the line with us Chia Hang Kyung, the Singapore editor for Yahoo News, good friend of yours, Neil. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Give us your kind of overall take on what's going to happen with this Champions League final.
It'll be a matchup between two sides, pretty interesting, with very interesting backgrounds. I mean, Bayern Munich are the dominant team. Both are dominant teams of their own domestic leagues. Bayern Munich have already won their domestic title, really, and then they are on a 20-match winning run this year. That's quite an amazing run. And they will be aiming for their sixth European Cup title. So I think they haven't won since, I think, 2013. So they'll be very keen to break the drought, whereas Paris Saint-Germain, they've only been around for about 50 years. Like Neil said, you know, they are funded by Middle East companies, and they've bought megabuck purchases in recent years. So, and that has helped them to enter their first ever Champions League final. They do have the stars, and they definitely could beat Bayern Munich on that day. So it will be a very, very interesting matchup, I think.
Yeah, on the point of stars, I think the key star is obviously Neymar. Now, he was signed, this is Money FM, Glenn, for 222 million euros. One player, 222 million euros.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, well, that's how much it costs to get us on this show. So that's how much we're paying Hang Kyung this morning.
Yeah, well, he's getting about a quarter of that, but anyway.
That's right. So $222 million to get who was expected to become the world's greatest player once Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo retires. And Hang Kyung, I feel this is very much a crossroads for Neymar, this match. He has won the Champions League before with Barcelona, but I feel that this seems to be the first season at Paris where he seems, I wouldn't say relaxed, but he's injury free. And I think he's kind of accepted that he's not going back to Barcelona. Paris is his home now for the foreseeable future. And when you look at the state of Barcelona now, this is probably the place for him to be. He's playing up front with Kylian Mbappe and Angel Di Maria, arguably one of the best forward lines in world football. And I think for the first time, he looks very, very settled at Paris with something to prove, Hang Kyung. What is your take?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you hit on a thing that he's settled at last. And I mean, for the past few years when he was at the club, he seems like very distracted. He doesn't seem like he wants to give his all for the club, especially during the Champions League matches where his talent is definitely needed. But this season, especially after the coronavirus, after the COVID break, I think he does seem to be engaged. He does seem to care about the team. Perhaps he cares about his legacy too. I mean, his years in PSG weren't that well celebrated. And this could be a chance for a bit of a redemption. And if he could if you could bring his club their first ever Champions League title, I would think that people will remember him a bit differently from the past few years, when he seems like he doesn't really care. Actually,
yeah, I think you're right when you said he doesn't really give a, and then paused. I think that's often the feeling in parts of the world. He doesn't give a so and so. But this is a story. This is a final with lots of good stories, lots of good characters. I mean, I'd be interested to know which players stand out for you. Some that stand out for me is this 19-year-old Alphonso Davies. He's going to be the first Canadian to play in a Champions League final. First Canadian. I mean, to me, Canadians don't play soccer. I mean, they just it doesn't go together, Canadians and soccer. But the first Canadian, and this kid, I watched him in midweek. The speed of this boy, Hung Kyung. You know, Bayern Munich, with their coach Flick, great name, by the way, Hansi Flick, they play this very high-risk game, which makes it a very fascinating final, very high defensive line. So for people listening, if you can imagine, their back four defence is almost up on the halfway line, and they stay there because they've got unbelievably fast fullbacks, wingbacks in Davies and Kimmich. And this boy, Davies, he has so much pace. To me, he's going to be the player to watch. What about you, Hung Kyung? What are some of the players to look out for?
Definitely, Davies will be very, very important in Bayern Munich's quest for the title. But don't forget the other side, the right flank, Joshua Kimmich. Yep. I think he is also very integral in Bayern's strategy. If both of them are on song, PSG will have a very, very tough time dealing with their speed, with their guile, with their crosses from the flanks. I think those two will be key in supplying the ammunition for the Bayern's top scorer, Robert Lewandowski, in the middle to score.
Speaking with the Singapore editor of Yahoo News, Chia Hung Kyung, about the Champions League final. That's tomorrow, Sunday, between Bayern Munich and PSG. This is going to be unique in that it will be closed doors. Now, usually these finals are festivals of all the fans coming together and thronging to the city, in this case, Lisbon. How do you expect that this will affect the play on the field? There will be so much less energy in that stadium without tens of thousands of fans. Do you expect that would make a difference either way to either of the teams?
It will be a very weird atmosphere, I think, for most of the players. But I think they have been playing like this for under these conditions for some months, really. So I think they have more or less adjusted to that kind of atmosphere. It will be different for us viewers watching from home, but for them, I think they have probably they know how to deal with that kind of atmosphere, and it might be work. I mean, why it work well in a sense that, you know, that there will not be that much histrionics, you know, because they get egged on by the fans. You know, sometimes the fans will cause them to, you know, to do some unsavory, unsportsmanlike behavior. So I don't think it will affect the quality of the match, I think.
Okay, then. So this is the most important question of all. We have a huge football culture in Singapore. We also have a bit of a football gambling culture in Singapore. So what everyone really wants to know, Hung Kyung, is who do you think is going to win? What score? Who's going to score? What can you give us? What's your prediction?
I can't look more than Bayern Munich. I think they have been so good for the whole year. I think they are the definite favourites. And I do hope Robert Lewandowski continues to score. And maybe I have a soft spot for Thomas Müller. I think he's a very unique player, and I hope he does well and maybe plunders a goal.
So the scoreline will be?
Don't sit
on the fence.
I think 3-1 Bayern.
Actually, that was going to be my prediction.
Interesting,
I was going to say 3-1. I would like to see Lewandowski score because, as you said, I think he will become the only player to score in every round of the Champions League, if I'm not wrong. He'll be the first to do that. I'd love to see young Davies get on the score sheet because I think a 19-year-old kid from Canada ending up playing for one of the greatest teams in the world and winning the Champions League will be an extraordinary story. So I'll back you up on that 3-1. What about your good self, Glenn?
Interesting. I don't know. But what I do know is that there are going to be a lot of sleepy people on their Zoom calls Monday morning because it's going to be at, what, about 3 a.m. Singapore time?
That's right.
On Monday morning, 9 p.m. Central Eastern, or Central European time, rather. So that is one thing I will bet 100% on. There's going to be a lot of sleepy people trying to pretend like they're awake on their Monday morning call at the office.
Absolutely.
At least they don't have to go into the office.
Absolutely. But it will be, I can guarantee this, it will be a good game, because one team, in the case of PSG, knows only how to attack, and Bayern Munich defends very highly. This will not be low goals. There will be plenty of goals. Mm. Should be loads of goals and not much sleep.
Chia Han Kyung, the Singapore editor for Yahoo News, thanks for being with us today to talk to us about that Champions League final tomorrow.
Thanks for having me too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.